Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
To suffering Christians, Jesus said, "Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested. You will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." Of the passages in Scripture that encourage us, Revelation 2 verse 10 ought to be on that list. Here we see God's encouragement to Christians who are suffering at the hands of an evil Roman government. Some were being taken to prison. Some were going to be put to death. Some might, according to history records, even be burned at the stake. But Jesus says, yes, you're going to be tested. Yes, the devil's going to throw you in prison. You're going to have trouble, but here's the encouragement. You be faithful unto death, and I'll give you the crown of life. This passage tells us that if we stay true to God, we'll have that home in heaven. This means that we've got to continue all the way up to the point of even having our life taken, trusting Jesus. Luke 9:23, Jesus said, "If any man desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me." This means that we've got to be a living sacrifice for Jesus every day. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. Like Paul, we have to see ourselves as crucified for Christ. Galatians 2, verse 20. And we have to every day decide to die daily, as Paul did in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 31 through 33. But part of that is because of the encouragement that Jesus gives. Yes, our responsibility is to be faithful until death, but notice, Jesus says, if you do that, I will give you the crown of life, the great victor's crown. That home in heaven awaits us if we stay true. Here's how Paul put it in Romans 8:18. Paul said, "I consider that the sufferings of this present day are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." No matter what we suffer, no matter what we face, if we stay faithful, it'll all seem like a drop in the bucket compared to heaven. Friend, heaven truly will be worth it all. And so may each of us today think about what's really important in this life and decide for ourselves, I'm going to be faithful unto death because I want to go to heaven. I want to live with God. And friend, that encourages me every day to be more faithful than I ever have been before.
The glory. This is the gospel of Christ.